Now verse 3, commit thy works unto Jehovah, and thy thoughts shall be established. Now the word here, commit, is a very interesting word. It could be rendered roll. You know, just roll your affairs over upon the Lord, and He'll take charge. In fact, that's actually the way that I got saved, because I ran away to Detroit, got in sin, came home, and my, how my conscience bothered me. And then a preacher told me that being justified by faith, we have peace with God. God wasn't mad at me, that He bore my sins. And so there are many times, even to this good day, that at night, if I can't sleep, I like to just roll over and just say, Lord Jesus, I'm resting on You. Just roll over. Rest in Him. Commit thy works unto Jehovah. Commit the whole thing. Many of you right now worried about tomorrow, next week, next year, about the future. How's this going to work out? I'm doing this. How will it work out? Well, why don't you just turn it over to Him? Roll it over on Him. How wonderful it is. And what a picture this is. Now in verse 4, we have Jehovah hath made all things for Himself. Yea, even the lawless for the day of evil. And my friend, here is strong medicine for you. I tell you, here's a pill that'll send you on a trip. And I mean a trip. Jehovah hath made all things for Himself. Have you ever wondered why that the ocean is salty? And why will you have a tide? You say, well, it's according to certain laws. Who made the laws? You know why the ocean is salty? Because God wanted it that way. The Lord Jesus was the Creator, and He wanted it that way. Somebody says, well, that's due to a certain law that the land has been filtered, the salt has made the ocean that way. By the way, who put the salt in the land to begin with? A very interesting thing is that I don't care what you do with evolution, you go back to a time when you got to have somebody make something to get the thing started. You know who started it? God did. And not only that, He made all these things for Himself. What today is the chief end of man? Well, I learned that in the catechism a long time ago, and it's good. What is the chief end of man? The chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Now, I don't care who you are today or wherever you are, God created you for His glory. Somebody says, what about that drunkard in the street down there? What about that crooked man today? And I won't identify him any more than that. Somebody will say, you're picking on that group. Well, I'm not, but you could find crooked men in a whole lot of groups. That lost man, what about him? You mean he's for the glory of God? My friend, this is a strong pill. Are you ready to swallow it? All of that is for the glory of God. Somebody says, I don't like it. I don't remember He ever asked you whether you liked it or not. He never asked me whether I liked it or not. And very frankly, there are certain things I don't understand, and I could make some very fine suggestions to the Lord. But the Lord says, Vernon McGee, I didn't make this universe for you. This universe exists for Me, and you exist for Me. And you're going to be for My glory, whether it'll be for good or bad. Whether you are saved or lost, God's accomplishing His purpose today, my friend. Don't you think it's about time you got in step with God? He's the one running the thing. A great many people want to make sure they're going with the crowd, going with the thing that's popular, going with the thing that's going to work out. My friend, I don't know how things are going to work out in this world, but I do know this. Ultimately, it's all going to be for the glory of God. And even the lawless for the day of evil. God's going to make the wrath of man to praise Him. You say, how? I don't know. Let's wait. He'll show us someday. Are you willing to trust Him and commit your way to Him and get in step with Him? The very wonderful thing is that God's moving this universe according to His plan, and purpose. The Greeks had a proverb that went like this: the dice of the gods are loaded. And that's exactly what God is saying to you today. Now, whether you like it or not, God is saying to you, don't gamble with me. Don't act like I don't exist. You can play house like I don't exist and that this is your universe and you're going to work it out your way. But I want you to know that if you start gambling with me, you'll lose. Because, you see, this is my universe and I make the dice come up my way, not your way. My dice are loaded. I already know how they're coming up. You don't. So the thing to do is to get in step with God. A man, the scripture says, he's a fool that live without God. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My, this is a pill, is it not? And it's one that's hard for men to swallow.